RCR with Paul Brennan. Reality Check Radio.
The Restaurant Association of New Zealand is welcoming the government's stand on working from home in the public sector. Last week, you might have seen the story, working from home, not an entitlement for public servants. That's what the government was saying. The Public Service Minister, Nicola Willis, announced the new guidance at the government's post-cabinet media conference on the 25th. And she said, working from home arrangements can benefit both workers and employers, but that there are also downsides for both groups if it's done too much, even before we consider the effects for the CBD retailers, restaurants and cafes, she said. So she mentioned the HOSPO, basically, the industry there. From the Restaurant Association of New Zealand, their CEO, Marissa Bidwar, is back. Marissa, thanks for coming back on RCR. How you doing?
Pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. So obviously, the government's over public servants working from home. And I could see why the public servants aren't too happy about that, because it's saving them on childcare, many say. It's saving them on the commute, the cost of commute, and also the cost of, I guess, their needs when they're in a CBD that's, you know, cafes, lunches, et cetera, et cetera. What has the working from home phenomenon, particularly for public servants, and I'm interested to know what areas of the country this affects. I'm picking Wellington at least, but probably also Auckland. What effect has it had on the hospitality industry, Marissa?
Well, look, it has had a pretty significant impact on our sector. A lot of our businesses, and I would say across the country, but mainly in our CBD areas, have been really impacted by the working from home phenomenon. It has essentially reduced foot traffic to our businesses. A lot of people have lost lunch trades that they once relied on. And Friday drinks is another thing, you know, sort of the traditional kind of catching up after work drinks. We have had many sort of reports from businesses across the country, hospitality businesses across the country, that has really sort of died down as well. When you think about Wellington alone, the absence of around 28,000 kind of full-time civil servants has really led to a reduced footfall and revenue for many of the local cafes and restaurants there. And the same things happened in Auckland and in some of our other city centers around the country.
Though it's not up to public servants to save hospitality, really, is it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes, that's absolutely true. But it's worth highlighting the impact that it's had on these businesses as well. And we're not certainly, at the Restaurant Association, you know, we're not saying that there shouldn't be flexible working arrangements by any stretch of the imagination. We're just merely sort of saying, hey, this has impacted a lot of our businesses in the city center. And we think it's great that the government is leading the charge on this, taking a leadership perspective from balancing the working from home. It will have a positive impact on a lot of our businesses across the country.
Yeah. Though it's kind of a new normal, isn't it? Not only here, but sort of around the world. And you can blame COVID for that. Another thing we can blame, and it was probably most of it unnecessary in the end anyway. So an own goal.
Certainly. I mean, if we wanted to point the finger at anything, it would certainly have to be COVID and the policies that sort of surrounded that. That's kind of where things started. And you're right. Look, our businesses, in many cases, have adapted 100%. The thing that has impacted, I think, if you think about it from a wider perspective, is as well, it's not just hospitality businesses, it is some of the retail businesses as well. It's some of our city centers, like I guess that a lot of them have lost, well, what you know, our businesses say is that vibrancy, that hustle and bustle that they once were. Foot traffic has fallen significantly in many of our major centers.
Yeah, well, we've spoken to Retail NZ, same phenomenon, actually, and holding on, like, for dear life for some sort of Christmas bump, which may or may not come. So, boy, the future seems kind of bleak. When you're mixing these big, you know, tectonic social changes, like the way we even work, you know, where we even go to work anymore, I would never have seen the day when, you know, younger, when most people would be working from home. That was never a thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do you, without the whole thing contracting, how does your sector and other sectors like retail, how do you think they deal with it in the end?
Yeah, look, I mean, it is an evolution of business, I suppose, at the end of the day. And a lot of our businesses have made adjustments. You know, many have embraced the delivery phenomenon because people will still want to order lunch, but maybe they're not sort of having it delivered to the office or stepping out of the office, they're having it delivered to their homes. We've also seen some increase in our suburban businesses as well. So there has been some positive impact for businesses, right. But essentially it is adapting. It's changing your offering in some way. But look, it doesn't mean that it's easy for the businesses. And, you know, that transition can be extremely challenging, and some and many actually won't make it or haven't made it, I should say.
No, or just holding on. So if people came back to the office for half as much time again, would that be something? Would that be something?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we're saying as well. I think what the government sort of said, they weren't sort of mandating that everyone is back in there 24/7 kind of thing. It was more of a look, it's not a, what were her words? It was sort of, it's not the default. It is something that's kind of negotiated on a case-by-case basis. So, you know, I don't think we'll ever see that kind of flexibility completely disappear. It's here to stay, I would say. But even having our civil servants back in the office a couple of days a week, look, that's going to make a difference.
Yeah, and there's been a few high-profile businesses I've seen anyway reported in media over the short period of time that have gone out of business. Is that sort of more than usual sort of background level, or are we seeing a you know, this sort of carrying on, because we've talked about it before.
Yeah, we have. And look, it is an ongoing, basically since, you know, the COVID disruption, we've seen this, you know, kind of economic pressure coming down on our businesses. And it really does have a sort of a stack on effect as well. A lot of the businesses are still paying down COVID debt that they took out to sort of get through some of those really tough times. We haven't seen the economy sort of bounce back as quickly as many had hoped. So look, there's no getting around it. Many people across the country are feeling the pinch, and our businesses are no different than that. But despite that, there are some, you know, positive changes that we're starting to see. Some businesses are bucking the trend, you know, particularly in the takeaway sector, which is up 4.2% year on year. So there are some silver linings in amongst the doom and gloom, which is good to see. But yes, we are still hearing from many of our businesses that are struggling at the moment. Yeah, and over half of our members, in fact, around 52%, have identified their primary concern as a downturn in customer numbers.
And what about things like minimum wages, also rent? Is there any sort of flexibility being shown? Well, on rents, I suppose.
Look,
no one wants empty premises. But also, minimum wage is pretty high, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the thing is that we've seen those kind of, our wages in hospitality specifically have risen exponentially over the last 3 years in particular. So we're talking around that 14% and higher in some cases. So that's been a massive jump. We've seen, like you said, lease costs increasing, utilities, ingredient prices have gone up significantly as well. And all of these things put immense pressure on margins. There's not a lot of give in a lot of these areas that I've just mentioned. You know, our utilities costs, we've seen that increase. There isn't really any sort of flexibility there. You can try and negotiate, you know, potentially a bit of a better deal here and there. And that's sort of something we're encouraging our members to do, is to certainly kind of shop around with those sorts of things. But with some of these other things, it is difficult. You know, lease costs. Many of our landlords were reasonably flexible during those COVID times, and they're also, you know, struggling themselves. So there isn't a lot of give out there.
Yeah. Maybe a special deal for public servants, you know, on the coffee and the cakes and the pies and things like, get them in.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we'll suggest that out to the members, bit of a kind of welcome back to the office special or something.
Yeah, there you go. Or, you know, the government could issue their employees the little clip, you know, one of those clippy tickets there with the,
yeah, that's true. Yeah. I would love that. I really would. Maybe we should suggest that.
You heard it right here. All right. Good to catch up. And I guess, like retail, people try and make it through to the end of the year, I suppose, and then there's time to take stock and work out what to do in the new year.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we're hoping for as well. People are looking forward to that sort of summer trading period. We're hoping that people will, you know, the corporates will get out there and hopefully take their teams out for some Christmas cheer. And that's kind of what a lot of our businesses are hoping for as a steady trading period over that time.
Okay. Marissa Bidois, Chief Executive, Restaurant Association of New Zealand. Thanks for coming back on.
Thank you very much for having me. Really appreciate it.
The RCR shop has great gift ideas, from great looking tees, hoodies, caps, tote bags, bumper stickers and more. The RCR shop is now open at www.realitycheck.radio/shop.